This is Dan Barish, the Jewish liberal from Cleveland.
And this is Matt Shepard, the Mormon conservative from Seattle. And we are the Common Ground.
Indeed, we are.
And today we're going to be talking a bit about Boy Scouts and openly gay youth, something we've talked about a bit before. But you want to start us off, Dan?
Yes, my position is pretty simple. Now, to be clear, I was not in the Boy Scouts for a very long time. I left because it wasn't the sort of organization for me, which had nothing to do with my sexuality and everything to do with the fact that all I really wanted to do was just have a good time in the woods, and I had no interest in this almost paramilitary organization and all the salutes and everything I had to memorize. I had zero interest in it, and it was also not so much fun that they elected a senior patrol leader who was a year younger than me and who therefore felt very insecure that I was older than him and didn't care. So I left because I wasn't having a good time, and that was all that there was to it. But anyway, I have no problem with openly gay youth, or by the way, openly gay scout leaders being in the Boy Scouts. I think that if we switch this to black people, which are of course allowed in the Boy Scouts, and we said, oh, well, I don't want my kid in the Scouts because they're black people. Well, we'd say, well, you're kind of a racist, aren't you? And if it fails the you would be a racist test, then basically I think we have to say this is kind of a bigotry thing and realize that gay people are getting the rights they deserve. And if they want to be in the Boy Scouts, well, then that's just fine. Let them be in the Boy Scouts. The worry that people have that there is a connection between homosexuality and pedophilia is completely invalid. There is no link. These are completely different phenomena, and the fear of homosexuality being connected to pederasty is bigotry. It's scientifically invalid bigotry and should be treated as no less and no more. So any hesitation I might have about my son being in the Boy Scouts has everything to do with, does he want that sort of almost paramilitary culture? Although yes, it also teaches a boy about responsibility and working for oneself and the pleasure that achievement brings. And I think that hard work and integrity and the pleasure of achievement are things that really should be inculcated into children, one way or another, to be clear. And so I think that that's the positive thing about the Boy Scouts, is that they do teach you those things, and hopefully you have fun while doing those things. But I'm not sorry I missed out. It wasn't the right place for me. So that's how I feel.
All right. So I have a few different things about this. One, I really enjoyed my time in the Boy Scouts. I was a member growing up in a lot of different ways. But there was, I really enjoyed being with the kids from my church, you know, and the values and things that I learned in the Boy Scouts. But personally, I think the Boy Scouts were already getting a long way away from their roots. There was definitely an undercurrent that still had a lot of the same desires. But the main organization was kind of losing its touch with what the leaders wanted and what the parents wanted for their boys to learn. And so a lot of this decision was made not by the actual local leaders, it was made by the bureaucratic leaders, basically. So it was, you know, in my opinion, against the wishes of the parents and that sort of, and all of that. Now, I have no problem with people that have same-sex attraction and that sort of thing, being in and around boys and that sort of thing. The problem was, in my head, is that, one, it's against the desires of the people that were actually a part of the organization. It went against all of that. They ignored that in making that decision, and in my opinion, felt to public pressure. Two, I think private organizations have a right to decide who can join them and what requirements are to be a part of that organization.
I certainly agree with you on that second point. I think private organizations do have that privilege. If you don't want to go to Bob Jones University, then don't go to Bob Jones University. Don't try to insist that they change, because they're not going to.
Mm-hmm. A lot of this was outside pressure that caused them to change their positions and beliefs.
I think that would really depend on which troops you're looking at. I could certainly imagine that in some more, shall we say, red areas of the country, if you will, then it may have absolutely been felt as you've submitted to public pressure. This was not what we wanted. You know, this isn't okay. You're imposing on us. But at least from where I stand, I think the country is slowly or quickly in some areas, but surely moving to gay people are no different from everyone else, should have the rights that everyone else has got, and this is fine, and if you don't think this, then you're no different from a racist. And I think it's problematic to alienate the people you disagree with, because then you're not going to get anything done, but that's the direction they're moving in. And so whether it feels like public pressure or whether it feels like a grassroots approval probably very much is different from region to region, from troop to troop. Although that being said, I haven't been involved in the Boy Scouts for a very long time, so I'm being speculative. I have exactly zero to do with the politics of either the National BSA or much less of any local troops.
Yeah, I mean, I have more experience with the BSA. I was in it for a number of years, was member of troops, and or with the youth in those troops and the leaders in those troops from across the United States, just from by virtue of living in those places and interacting in those areas. That was the general feel I got. To me, I think the Boy Scouts, like I said, they kind of lost a lot of their initial, one, they do have a lot of Christian roots, and two, it's become much more of a money organization, where a large portion of the program is designed to funnel money into the large organization, away from the troops and away from the boys, which the fundraisers, the individual troops, they only get somewhere between 40% and 60% of any fundraising that they do stay with the troops.
I remember when I was in the Cub Scouts. And I think you would have been around. Did you go to Woodbury School? This is very local. Sorry, folks. But I just remember.
I never went to elementary school in Shaker, so.
Oops. Well, sorry about the localization, folks. But the point being that I remember when I was a Cub Scout, and they would briefly separate the boys from the parents, and they would bring the parents into the school auditorium, and they would show them this nice film about all these wonderful things the Boy Scouts do, and then ask for money, and it was like they were milking them. It was so naked.
Yeah, and that's why I think, personally, I think that the Boy Scouts, it's kind of become the big thing, but there's a split of what people value and what people want from it. And it's become too much of an organization that is disconnected from the troops themselves. A lot of the troops and a lot of the boys and the leaders are great and wonderful, and that's where I learned most of my real life lessons, not from the rigorous stuff that the requirements and things. It was, you could pass through all the requirements pretty quickly and easily if you had a bad leaders and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's one friend of mine was at a scout camp, and like one of the counselors was like, hey, I'll just pass you guys off if you want, and I don't really feel like doing all this for my summer. It was a summer job. He's like, yeah, I don't really feel like doing this. I'll just pass you off if you want.
Wow, that shouldn't have happened.
No, it shouldn't. I mean, there's that sort of thing where it's kind of a disconnectedness from what you're actually goal. The goal is to produce boys that have skilled knowledge, but it also that know the value of hard work and meeting goals and making and setting goals and that sort of thing.
Right.
And a lot of that has become disconnected from it. And so to me, I think they need to split, because there's not a, we don't all have the same values as a lot of the early Boy Scouts did. And so
I think we need
to split a little bit more along those lines.
I can absolutely respect the idea that maybe you now have a situation where the national organization basically just sucks money from the grassroots and doesn't necessarily contribute much in return, except for guidelines that feel more like an imposition than like anything else. And I certainly think it's nice to have an organization whose goal is to inculcate kids with the ideals of hard work and integrity. And if the Boy Scouts taught me anything other than I don't like a nearly paramilitary organization and memorizing oaths that I really don't care about, it was that if you want something that's significant, it does not come easy. And that's something I think every kid should understand. And even now it bothers me when there are contests in school and everybody wins. And the fact that maybe some kid really did do something better than some other kid is considered a hurtful thing that shouldn't be raised. And the problem is that life doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. In real life, there are winners and there are losers. And it's okay if you lose sometimes.
Yes, the point is to learn from it, to see what you can do better. Right. So I have no problem with the idea. I mean, you're obviously way more knowledgeable about the BSA than I was. I wasn't really ever happy there, and I left. That's really all there is to it. And my objection to people who are upset with them for having the policies they do about gays is fundamentally much more political as an American or as a person than it is a former Boy Scout, because I never advanced at all in that organization. I can't even recall if I won any merit badges.
Well, so if you're first starting, you don't really get merit badges in the first place anyways. Usually...
Like, I see. The point is, I don't think I necessarily achieved anything. I really can't remember achieving anything.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, yeah, Boy Scout, the week-long Boy Scout camp is the one time in my life I have systematically cut my classes. I never had done that in school. It just, I wouldn't have. I wasn't raised that way. But I was so unhappy to be there that I just cut my classes. It didn't matter. I didn't care.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, there's another, an organization that was kind of a large undercurrent within the Scouts. That was like, look, the Scouts have lost a lot of their, you know, their meaning. And there was a schism, like a large number of people left and formed the Trail Life USA. It was one break off. There were a Baptist group that went off and formed their own. And so to me, I think the splintering, like it's a good thing. I think that the people that really want a Christian theme on these things can get those things and not have to worry about the large organization imposing their principles on them.
Right.
And, you know, it was actually, there were a number of things that they had issues with the Boy Scouts policies, and this just happened to be the final straw.
It was the final straw. And that
wasn't just the openly gay youth policy.
And where I think the Boy Scouts have erred, by the way, is since they allow gay youth, but not gay leaders, as many people have pointed out, I know I'm not the first, but this really means that as soon as you become an adult, you know, you become an Eagle Scout, get out of here. And that's, of all the compromises, it's just a profoundly alienating approach.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, I think it's got to be either all or nothing. Like, honestly.
I agree. It's a funny thing with compromises. The notion that you need to compromise in order to work in a big organization, to me, is, I think, obvious. It's just part of being an adult. But when you have a compromise that damages more than it fixes, which this may be one of those, knowing that as soon as you turn 18, there's no place for you here. The whole point of adult leadership is maybe these are men who have come from the organization, they know it, they love it, it made them who they are, and they want to give back. That's nice, that's mm-hmm. great. That's how you keep it going. And to say, goodbye, you're out of here, that's going to destroy institutional memory.
Yes, which is why I am in favor of either one, the Boy Scouts just becoming that, and, you know, just becoming that more liberal, open, like, everybody can do anything kind of thing, where they're not based off of principles, or just forming another liberal one that does have those values and teaches the skills and things that a modern liberal thought or progressive thought would want to have instilled into their children.
What I would like to insert as a liberal here is that from our perspective, keeping gays out isn't an ideal. It's, and I'm sorry, Matt, I really am, but this is the word I'm going to choose to use, and it's not a personal attack, but it's bigotry, plain and simple. And you can dress it up nice and not attack people and punch them in the face, but bigotry is bigotry, whether you're hanging black people or whether you're saying, I don't want my kid in the troop with gay kids or gay adult leaders. It's all a spectrum of otherness. And so the principles that are great in the Boy Scouts are hard work, life lessons, working hard for what you want, and getting those skills, and being part of a community.
One of the things in the Scout Oath talks about, you know, moral straightness, and they teach about sexual purity. And to many of the people in that, sexual purity doesn't include homosexuality.
Oh, absolutely, it doesn't.
And that's where they draw the line. Like, that's why kids that have homosexual tendencies but aren't openly gay have always been allowed in. Is that, you know, they still aren't acting on their sexual preferences.
Well, yes, it does take, you know, kids grow up and they go through puberty and they turn into adults and they figure out what their identity is. And so that really just means stay in the closet and be celibate, and you can want gay sex, but don't you dare do it. It's the same bind into which the Catholic Church on a formal doctrinal basis, asks gay men to join, you know, and then that's just not okay. It's just not okay, because to a modern scientific perspective, that's just asking for lifelong celibacy out of a non-celibate order, you know, and that's one place where we do have to part ways here. It's just that, to me, I can't even talk about homosexual tendencies, or, and granted, you certainly haven't used this phrase, but lifestyle, that's a, for liberals, that's a conservative trigger word, lifestyle. It's not a lifestyle, it's what you are. Me being white isn't a lifestyle, me being Jewish isn't a lifestyle. Although it can be. it's just what I am. And being a man isn't a lifestyle, it's just what I am. You know, having dyed hair is a lifestyle. Being a skateboarder is a lifestyle. Being gay is not.
This is, you know, homosexual tendencies and that sort of thing are on the same order of people that are addicted to pornography, or people that want to commit adultery, or people that have, you know, a lot of other, you know, that are, you know, are towards alcohol, like have problems with alcoholism and that sort of thing. It's, we all have our own vices, the things that, you know, we would consider, you know, that are our temptations, and we have to resist those in order to stay right before God.
We do have to wind up shortly because I have places to go, but so the consensus is, I think, that we can say that a private organization should do what it pleases, and people are going to join or leave or not come based on that policy. And if you don't like the Boy Scouts, leave the Boy Scouts. That's your freedom. But yep. That from a liberal perspective, the liberal perspective that I embrace anyway, is that homosexual, quote-unquote, tendencies or activities or feelings are not a vice any more than the fact that I love my wife is a vice. And it's deeply insulting to the gay community to compare homosexual activity to alcoholism. Because, by the way, alcoholism can absolutely kill you, and being gay is in no way going to kill you on its own. I mean, if you happen to acquire a sexual disease, which, by the way, the highest risk group isn't gay men for AIDS or anything like that.
In the U.S. it is, actually.
The highest risk group for HIV infection in the United States of America is straight African-American females due to their male partners using dirty needles. That's the biggest risk group. Anyway.
All right. My data must be old, so.
Anyway. So I think that's, so do you think we've represented the consensus and the disagreement well
enough? Yeah, I think so. You know, I think that's where we split ways, but the consensus is the private organization should be able to do what it wants. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyway, so this is Dan Parrish, Jewish liberal from Cleveland, signing off.
And this is Matt, signing off.